You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, it's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. I'm John Rabin. This is episode 106. Sorry. I was really focusing that radio voice training that I got in college when I was going to be a disc jockey and worked at the country station. The Today's Hot New Country, Kix 104 in Brownwood, Texas. All right, nothing goes on in this town. It was interesting. It was the 90s, and the music was good, but not where I was. I had to discover that at Hastings Book Music and Video. But anyway, that voice, I just all the training, it was great because everything that I learned in radio and television immediately became obsolete within 2 years. Like everything. Like I was very good at editing tape. Excellent. So actually, what I should do is I should find there's a career to go into. See if there's an archive somewhere that needs editing. Somebody for editing. Does anyone know how to use this machine? How old is this? It's about 25 years old. It looks ancient. I don't know, but I hope you're doing all right. This is episode 106. We're peaking with the COVID. I hope you're hanging in there. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're staying sober. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sane. If you're not a sober person, I just hope you're taking care of yourself. Information coming out that it's like, hey, guess what? COVID is airborne. You don't fucking say. But they clarified that, maybe 6 feet isn't really good after all if you're indoors in a room that has no ventilation, which in general, being in an enclosed area with poor ventilation with a bunch of other assholes doesn't sound healthy. Like pandemic aside, I don't know if I'd like to be in a room with poor ventilation with other people that I don't know. So I've avoided it. I mean, that was already on the to-do list, my day-to-day to-do list. I hope you're doing all right, though. I'm doing okay, except for Sunday. Was it Saturday? No, it was Saturday. Saturday, I did not do well. 4th of July. It was fucking 4th of July, and I decided to take advantage of the holiday by doing laundry. So I did several loads of laundry, which meant going, I'm on the third floor. So that's lots of flights of stairs. And I was out in the sun, which I am anyway, but usually every day. When I commute on my scooter and stuff, and but for some reason it was really hot, but it really hit me, and I got some major fatigue, which getting fatigue during this pandemic scares the shit out of you. However, I'm fine because what happened is I don't drink enough water. And I do end up drinking enough water, but I forget that I don't drink enough water because I get really into my iced coffee habit. So I'm drinking coffee all the time. And I do this. I have done this once every 3 years. I forget. And it's the same time every year. Once July hits, so once every third summer in July, I get hit, I get fatigued and I'll almost pass out and just feel weak because I wasn't drinking enough water. And then I go, oh man, I'm an idiot. And I'm only remembering the last 10 years. I mean, I don't know if I've been doing this my whole life, but when you're younger, you can just, you know, push through it or whatever. I don't know. But I make this mistake every 3 years. But not only so, but then when you're dealing with a fatigue, then you have an anxiety attack. You get panic attacks because you're freaking out because you think, great, now I'm one of the people that has COVID. And then it doesn't help because you're stressed out, and then the stress causes a headache, which once again, fuck, that's two out of the 23 symptoms. And so it really just kind of freaks you out. But then I slept for 12 hours and, you know, drank a bunch of took my multivitamins and, you know, did a couple of smoothies. Yeah. Who's the ex-drug addict now? Yeah. I did this electrolyte drink. I totally did it. Sorry. I'm fine. It took a couple of days because I'm old and I just don't bounce back from things, apparently. But that's what it was. You got to drink water. You got to replenish your system with the electrolytes. It's what your body craves, and plants. So that's what happened. It was a near miss, I guess. I don't know. It was kind of worrisome. But turns out I'm all right. Oh, what happened? Oh, also what happened is my girlfriend, who was worried about me along with me, but also was like, you do drink too much coffee. When she recognized that I was basically kind of having an anxiety attack about the whole thing, she actually said, John, why don't you calm down? Why don't you have a seat? And why don't you play Xbox and get in your comfort zone? That's she encouraged me to play video games. And that's I don't think that'll ever happen again, but for one shining moment it was like, baby, please sit down and play Xbox. All right, for you, I'm going to play Fallout 4. Normally, I'd pace around and do my other things, but you want me to do this, so I'm doing it. And I did. And she was right. It did calm me down. So that was fun. This is... I've been thinking about it because I've been thinking about people who are, you know, finally coming around to, this coronavirus thing seems to, it might be a problem. No shit. But they, it's one of the examples about the, you know, people yelling about wearing a mask and people still not wearing a mask and than having to be told to wear a mask, which you kind of have to do. You have to just say, you can't expect business owners to enforce wearing a mask. You gotta start at the top, which they've done here in Texas eventually. So that people are saying, look, we're doing, you know, following the thing and whatever. You just have to do it at different levels. But the thing about it is, what it made me think about is, And I know this, it's not going to fix everything. I know this one issue isn't the only issue. There's always going to be people that no matter what gets posted online or whatever, there's always dissenting opinions. You can't get a large majority to agree on anything. I get that. And you're not going to be able to convince people who think the world is fucking flat that blah, 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 anything science. You're not going to convince them of anything science. Science, schmiance. I can't see it. It's not there. But the whole idea is that this is an idea I have, which is if you have an important message, you know, whether it be anything from all men are equal and women, all human beings are equal, to all the way to, you know, please don't drink and drive, to even this that makes so much sense, which is please wear a face mask indoors when you're around people. Wear a face mask. When you want to communicate a message that is important, it's going to be helpful if the people who are communicating the message aren't dicks. Stop having important messages communicated by assholes. Especially people who are really on their high horse about the fucking thing that they're saying. If you stop, I think that it's counterproductive. That would be the word. It's counterproductive to have assholes delivering important information, because there's so many people, so many, none of them who listen to this podcast, even though I know them, we're friendly on paper, and by paper I mean Facebook, we're friends. But there are so many of them that sit there and go, you need to wear a mask. And my immediate gut reaction is to ignore everything that I've experienced for the past 6 months and go, fuck you. I'm not wearing shit, because they're assholes. And you wish you had reasonable motherfuckers that would be the messenger. But no, reasonable motherfuckers aren't paid attention to. So you get the loud assholes who you hate. When you really think about it, you go, you know what? I fucking hate that motherfucker. Like, you really, like, maybe you don't hate him, but, you know, I'd rather be alone than be in a conversation with that person. Aren't you guys friends? Kinda. I think things would be a little bit more effective if you had better representation. Not that, you know, but that's the problem, is it's not like the CDC contacted social justice warrior Twitter brigade and went, hey, can you guys speak up for us? We think you're really effective at communication. You seem to really unite everybody with your words. Yeah. 240 characters or less. So that's just a theory I have, because remember, never forget what Lutheran pastor in Germany, Martin Niemöller, said during World War II, or right before World War II, when he said, first they came for the socialists, and I made sure that socialists were voiced by socialist cartoon characters were voiced by actual socialists. Then they came for the trade unionists, but I said nothing because I don't know what a trade unionist is. And then they came for the Jews, and I made sure that master bedroom was not something I said when I sold houses. It was great. It was I know you all know the quote. So just keep that in mind. Read an article written by somebody way younger than me, which I'm getting better about listening to people who have ideas, because, you know, they're, I don't want to be ageist, but I am. But it made a good point about how you need to lower your expectations of your friends. You know, cut your friends some slack, because the pandemic is happening to everybody. It was an interesting point. about how, look, you can't rely, your friends can't be your therapists, because everybody has a finite amount of emotional energy. And they got to take care of themselves, and they can take care of some people, but at some point you're going to hit a limit and you can't fucking help anybody else. Like, it's like, oh. And at some point you can't just keep dumping all your shit on one person all the time. You know, at some point they're going to be like, you don't want them to just kind of go, hey, I've reached this conclusion that I no longer give a shit. And you don't want to push somebody to get to that point. So, you know, maybe spread out your therapy among all of your friends. But I thought about something completely different. It made me go off in a different direction. And they're like, cut your friends some slack. I think we should cut everybody some slack. And not even because of the pandemic. I think the pandemic generally just kind of shows, because it you know, it takes our... The rigid intolerance that people have of anybody that has a view that doesn't align with their own, right? And now we put all of us inside, or, you know, with lack of activities and distractions and human contact that we're used to, and it just really magnifies that intolerance, and, you know, we're all pent up, so as soon as we find somebody that we don't like, we just just right at them. And I think we ought to just, so not just your friends, I think we ought to give everybody a little bit of slack, because nobody is as perfect as you want them to be, and not even close. And the only people, and if you are, you know, people pretend that they're better than they are, and if you are as straight and narrow as you expect other people to be, let's say that I've never done anything wrong to anybody to this level, you know, I'm a good person, I've done all this, you're probably boring as fuck. That's just it. And you're young, you probably have done nothing, and you're boring, as they say on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but you're boring. You gotta have flaws, man. That's how you become interesting. You got to make mistakes. That's where the stories come from. No great stories come. Let me tell you how everything went my way. That's a fucking lame ass, bullshit, boring ass fucking story that I don't want to hear. And nobody else does either. Maybe your mom, but only because she's being nice. But deep down inside, she's like, I wish I would have birthed somebody interesting. That's really what's going on in her head. But she doesn't say it because she loves you. And she listens to your stupid ass story. I'm just saying, cut somebody a break. Cut everybody a break. Especially your friends. All right. By the way, I'm also talking to me. This is also me. Anytime I sound like I'm getting preachy there, you guys know. Most of you, this is not your first time listening to me. If it is, oh shit. But hey, welcome. But you guys know, most of the time when I'm talking shit, I'm just talking shit, but also I'm pointing at myself and going, did you hear yourself, John? Follow it. Keep that in mind. Give people a break. And I will. I will try. I'll give it an effort. There's a BBC podcast called Infinite Monkey Cage. Highly recommend. There was a episode I listened to today about, does time exist? Short answer, yes. And that's it. I can't tell you anything else about it. I there's nothing like an interesting science episode to make you go, man, I learned so much. Can you tell me about it? No, I can't. All right, had to push pause real quick because my girlfriend came home with groceries, and when she comes home, the animals, the dog and two cats, start going ape shit, and they get very excited because I don't know, she gives them treats. I don't know why. They, you know, they follow her around and but they get all, they're all calmed down. They're like, oh, it's you, a lot to me. And then she comes in and they're like, oh shit, we might get fed or something or given attention to. That guy's doing nothing for us, but she's the one. So I had to pause real quick. Anyway, what I was going to say is that I normally, you know, the advice I give, I'm giving to myself and I'm just talking out loud and dealing with life and calling it a podcast. And you seem to enjoy it. But every once in a while, there is a subject that I'm not only also talking to myself, I'm just talking to you. And the collective you in general. And this is it. I'm going to end this particular episode with just a little thing that I wish I could give, that I've been wanting to tell so many people, because I end up having this conversation, this lecture. I end up giving this lecture multiple times at work. And it all, you know, to different people. Sometimes the same lecture to the same person multiple times. And I call the lecture How a Thermostat Works. And I always seem to give it to a person who, and this is in the restaurant business, it's always a front of the house person who is self-involved. It's almost always. Who just doesn't, I don't know, they just don't get how it works. I don't understand. So here, and I just wanted to put that information out there. And all right. If you work in a restaurant that's in a building that's a fucking warehouse that's been converted, so you've got these high ceilings, right? All right. Ceilings are really high. And because the landlord that the owner of the restaurant pays the landlord to rent the place as the restaurant. The landlord is usually a cheap asshole. Or if the person, whoever owns the building is probably cheap. They're usually cheap. So they have an air conditioner heating unit, an HVAC unit. They've got the air conditioner unit, or the heater, is usually not strong enough for the goddamn warehouse where you work. Therefore, in the winter, it's cold. Summer, it's hot. And the system is a pussy. It's not made for that building. It's working very hard. But it's not working to your level. So, it's July, right? Let's say you're actually at work, which you shouldn't be, but let's say you are. Let's say you're an essential worker and you're not getting unemployment and this whole thing is bullshit. I'm sorry I brought that up again, but okay. All right, so it's summer. You're working. It's hot. You go to the thermostat. You look. The machine, you can hear the AC's working. It's working. But the temperature says it's 80 degrees in the building. Which makes sense because you work in a fucking warehouse. The thermostat is set to 76, but it's 80 degrees. When you turn the temperature down to 74, that doesn't do anything. It's already on. You turning the temperature down to the target is not going to make the system, your weak-ass system, go, oh shit, now we got to go to 74? Come on, boys, we're really going to work now. It's not. It's just on and off. It's currently on. You turning the temperature down isn't going to do a goddamn thing. The only thing that it does do is later when the system catches up, it gets super fucking cold, usually in the evening, and a lot of times when nobody's there. So now you're wasting way more energy and putting way more stress on the system trying to cool it down to 74 because you set it down because you were hot because it was 2 p.m. and you changed the thermostat, which you didn't need to do. Also, if it's not cooling down enough for you, switching the system from auto to on doesn't do anything. Quit switching it to on. It's set to auto for a reason. There are pros and cons for having a system set to on versus auto, but you don't know what they are because you don't know how a thermostat works. So quit switching it like that's going to make it cooler. It's not going to make it cooler. The only thing that's going to make it cooler is God. And God's not getting involved because it's July and he's not here. So you need to leave the fucking thermostat alone, all right? Because you don't understand how it works. All right, that's it. All I needed to get that out. Guys, please leave the thermostat alone. If it's running, you messing with the dial because you're hot is just your Pavlovian response. It doesn't do anything, and it's going to just affect stuff later. And I got to come back around and look at it and go, fuck, guys, this sucks, because you are a front-of-the-house employee, which means you get cut early, and I'm still working when you're long gone, and the air's fucked up because you were dicking around with a thermostat that you don't understand how it works. Especially, holy shit, it really bugs me when the people who don't know how a thermostat and how temperature is designed starts lecturing to me about forms of government. Really? Please continue with how you find the benefits of socialism versus capitalism when you can't understand how 76 to 74 does it make a difference with a thermostat? If you don't know how a thermostat works, how are you going to dictate to me what how government should work? Let me tell you how government should work. Is that right? Go get some more ice, Dave. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Anyway.
Yeah, this is the thing I just learned at class today. I'm not going to lecture to you like I've always known this.
You're 26. Eat my dick. That was more of a personal thing. But yeah, so guys, don't mess with a thermostat if it's on. That's all you've got. There's two gate. There's the set temperature, and then there's the actual temperature, what's happening. Don't use deductive reasoning with those. If it seems kind of confusing, don't touch the thermostat. All right. It's my old man rant. But you got people, you got coworkers who do understand how that works, and you're driving them fucking crazy. Don't touch something you don't understand how it works. All right. That's all you know what? Pass that information along to other people, because I'm pretty sure most of you know how it does, but realize that people that you know don't. And one day I may have to work with them, and I don't want to yell at another person about the same. I would rather yell at people about new things. You know, I get bored with the same old material. Let's freshen it up, guys. Anyway, thank you for once again sticking it out for another episode of Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. We'll see you guys next week. Later.
Bad thorn that pierces your skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Connect the telephone.